Nolte, Joe Biden has abandoned two U.S. embassies in less than a year. By John Nolte on January 24, 2022. Between Ukraine and Afghanistan, His Fraudulency Joe Biden is responsible for abandoning two U.S. embassies in less than a year. Such a relief to know the adults are once again in charge. This might be a good time to remind people that former President Trump leaned forward on the issue of embassies, specifically when it came to moving our embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Meanwhile, old Joe is on his second cut and run. Just a few days after Biden's breathtakingly disastrous press conference last week, the one where the enfeebled commander-in-chief basically gave Russia the green light to invade Ukraine, the State Department was forced to authorize the voluntary removal of U.S. personnel from our Ukrainian embassy, as well as advising U.S. citizens in general to get out of the country. Naturally, in a fit of déjà vu with respect to Afghanistan and Benghazi, the White House admitted that if Russia does invade Ukraine, the U.S. will not be able to safely evacuate every U.S. citizen, which tells you it was Biden's press conference that caused all this. What else could possibly have triggered this sudden call to evacuate if it wasn't Biden's disastrous press conference? And now, because Biden botched things so badly and obviously caught everyone off guard, we don't have time to evacuate our own people. Anyway, Biden abandoning Americans is what we've come to expect from this increasingly senile sociopath. However, let's not forget that this foreign policy humiliation comes about 6 months after the previous one. In August of last year, Biden lost another one of our embassies. After he stupidly removed American troops from Afghanistan before evacuating countless thousands of Americans, this particular humiliation resulted in an embassy evacuation so disastrous we now have iconic shots of desperate U.S. helicopters rescuing desperate American embassy personnel, a spectacle Biden specifically promised we would not see. Like something out of a bad novel no one would believe, the American president abandoned countless Americans and American allies to the Taliban terrorists. Then, just a few months later, this same president stood in front of the world and told Russia it was okay to invade Ukraine. Sure, the White House tried to walk it all back the next day but did so in the worst way possible, by pretending Joe didn't say what we all, including Putin, heard him say. And so, here we are again, abandoning another U.S. embassy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.